glorified.
Put
gotta say. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your craft, break out your words. You gonna break out the praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got. Family to Real Talk with Pastor E here live from the Now Network Studios here in Long Beach, California. Today is our launching point. I'm laughing because I'm trying to do 50 million things at the same time. Pray for Pastor E. Yes, this is the time for our time, a variety of real talk discussions, dynamic principles based on messages and worship to our God. And let's give him extravagant respect. Yes, family, we are fully devoted to Jesus. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth. And with open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man at every given opportunity. Through works of charity and by actions in love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus, and we will, that's a promise, we will reach the lost and unsaved. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless each and every one of you for joining us this morning for Real Talk with Pastor E, myself, and Minister Carolyn. Domestic violence next door. We're going to continue this discussion throughout the rest of this season of 2018. And we are, today is June 2nd, and we are in the, come on, we are pushing over, we are crossing over and continuing to grow here as we go into our third quarter. Yes, we started out crossing over in January, and we left the old behind. We did something that had never ever been done before. That's the definition of new. And now we're walking into the newness by holding ourselves accountable and being more aware and being more conscious, not what you do, but what I do myself, and not how you talk, but how I talk myself, not trying to tell you what to do, but trying to look at myself daily and say, I will do better now. Amen. So domestic violence next door, as we shared before, it's become an epidemic. And what I want to really expose is that the epidemic is because we're talking about it now. The disease, the root of all evil comes from the ability to hide and to not share. And in this arena of violence, let's just say take off any definition or category and say just violence altogether is totally unacceptable. And it's something that can be hidden when you are not out there in the streets. And we're going to talk, we got some guests today that are going to be able to share that street experience, but also incarceration and now freedom. But if you are doing something or are you involved in something that can be hidden, you may not even know it's a problem. If you're not talking about it or allowing someone to work with you and to listen to you and to really examine what's going on, we could be sitting in a desperate situation that could ruin someone else's life. Yes, domestic violence, the epidemic. You know, we look at numbers in war. We look at, we're still at war in Afghanistan. We're talking to Americans today. But from the years of 2001 to 2002, there were 6,488 deaths. But if you look at the numbers in domestic violence, there in those same years, there were 11,766 deaths through a domestic violence situation. And yes, domestic violence can go both ways, but women are the most likely to become the victims of this epidemic. 85% experience domestic abuse. They experience some type of dishonorable treatment, if there's any word I can use for that. And yes, 15% of us are men, and we want to really poke into that, because the 15% of men still are in that situation because they don't want to tell somebody that they're being abused in their home or by their spouse. But we've let it go on too long. We have sat back and watched this happen. We have been the eyes next door without letting the voice speak and say, that's unacceptable. I won't live next to someone who is beating your husband or your wife. I will not sit here and not just let it go on. See, domestic violence next door means that we are going to open up our door and we are going to be much more aware, much more attentive, and watch this, willing to step in and not hurt someone, but willing to step in and help someone help themselves. As I said before, you cannot help anyone until you learn first how to help yourself. There's people that are in these situations that are being victimized that think that's the way it's supposed to be because that's all they've ever experienced. Some people are living lifestyles and you wonder why they're living that lifestyle. That's the only thing they know. And we have to be so conscious to change ourselves that people see a change come from within us instead of a change on us. Oh, that's going to hurt somebody today because you thought that new dress or that new hat or that new car, that new home, then changed your position. But it starts on the inside. That as we gear up and as we take every day as Domestic Violence Awareness Day, not just waiting on October, not just waiting on broadcasts on Saturday, the Real Talk broadcast, but being aware daily that it must come to an end, and it starts with me. The discussion must become more intimate between friends and family. It must go to another level that we loose the chains and the bondages of fear. And we don't accept it as just being a one-time incident. And we just don't sit back and say it's going to be all right. And we just don't allow things to continue to go without saying no. One of my favorite words as I became a saved man of God, as I become more accountable to the structures and the principles of God, when I set myself in a place to say I'm going to hold myself accountable, it's when things got better. It's when it got rougher. It got harder. Oh yes, the truth hurts, but I guarantee you, when you embrace the truth, it will set you free. We look at the numbers, and there's so many numbers that we could discuss here about the percentages and the deaths. Let's not talk about the negatives. Let's talk about the positives. That no matter where you are in life and no matter what's going on in life, with God in your corner, oh yeah, he never left. He never forsakes you. He never forgot about you. But when you get in his corner, see, we always want God to come to us instead of saying, no, let me humble myself and go to God in prayer. And let me allow God to affect me today. Does anybody want to be affected by God today? It starts right now. And he is no respecter of person. He loves you just like he loves me. He cares for you better than he cares for me. As a matter of fact, I'm going to drop the bomb today. Don't you know God wants to do more for you than he's doing for me? Uh-huh. Yeah. He wants to bless you better. He wants to elevate you higher. He wants to do things that you never thought he could do because you didn't expect him to choose you. Well, today is your day to be great and to be great in God. Oh, Heavenly Father God, we thank you today for this broadcast. We thank you for all of our listeners. We thank you for our guests. We thank you for Minister Carolyn and her diligence to keep going and pressing and doing what you've called her to do, Lord. We thank you for all of our listeners, Lord, that as you bring us into family, as you bring us into agreement, Lord, that we understand that you are in control. And if we just allow you to move, you will bless us and continually to protect us, continually to guide us. So, Lord, have your way. We step out of the way. We decrease that you may increase. Have your way. Guide our tongue. Guide our thoughts. Guide the words. Let the words of our mouth be acceptable and the meditation of my heart a word that you find pleasing. And let that today be the basis that we trust ourselves to trust you to lead us. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We lift you up. We glorify you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And all in agreement said, amen. Amen. Real talk with Pastor E. Well, good morning to my co-host this morning, Minister Carolyn. How are you, woman of God?
Good morning, Pastor E. And Everett and Gregory. I'm blessed and highly favored in the Lord. Just going through similar things of what the topic is about. But God is good.
Amen. Amen. You know what? We talk about it all the time. We're going to go through. We are going to go through, but it's not what you do, but how you do it. And I'm so grateful that God has put us together here to expound on this well needed topic. And I just thank God for you, Minister Carolyn.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, I want to give you the floor for a minute, just in introductions. And then as we give Greg and Everett the opportunity to share today, we're going to switch it around. We're not going to be so much of an interview, but allowing these two great men of God to share what God has put on their heart today for that one person. Oh, you know me. I'm not looking for the masses. That one person that can hear. We pray that this broadcast is being heard behind bars today. And we're going to record. It's being recorded. We are going to get it prepared to send out MP3 into a lot of ministries, our ministry partners that are behind bars, that they can hear the words that will come forward today. But we want to give you that first opportunity, Minister Carolyn, to first introduce Greg. We're going to bring Greg on first. Let you give an opportunity to introduce Greg, anything you may want to say to him in the beginning. And then we'll give him 10 minutes to share with our audience of what is going on in his life and how God has set him free. Good morning, Greg. Welcome to Real Talk with myself and Minister Carolyn. Minister Carolyn, the floor is yours.
Praise the Lord. First, I want to thank both of the gentlemen for coming on. This has been like a long time coming. I vision a lot of things, and I deal with a lot of lifers. I have a lot of friends that are incarcerated, been behind the walls, but it's awesome to me that God has started setting the captives free. I spoke with Boogie a couple of months ago, and I was trying to get him on. And you know, sometimes it's not when I want things to go, it's when God wants it to happen. So this opportunity, I came at him again, and he gladly accepted. I asked Gregory, and he gladly accepted. It was another person that is incarcerated, and him and his wife were supposed to come on. But I think that right now, who's on the line is who God wants to be on the line. So it was meant for these two at this appointed time. So I knew Gregory from the street. We both have similar backgrounds, similar lifestyles, as with Everett as well. But I just see something different now in the both of them. And sometimes God calls some people out so we could go back in and reel others in on our side. So I think this is what's happening here. So I just thought that since we were talking about violence, that they could expound on, you know, their activities, whether it had been with women. When you're gang members, sometimes gang members tend to mess with gang member girls, or girls mess with gang member guys, and then to go inside of the prisons and have to deal with that type of violence, you know. So it's like they deal with street violence. They deal with the violence behind the wall in politics, maybe. And then they had the women in their lives, too. So I just thought that this would be an open forum where maybe they could reach the listeners that are going through what they're going through. Or like you said, and I think this is so awesome that you're sending this to the ministries that are behind, that's in the prisons behind the wall. So I think that a lot of lives will be saved. They won't have to go through what Gregory or ever went through.
Amen. I mean, that's the most important thing, is that one word could help somebody. And there's a young man, I'm not even looking at the board right now, but I know there's one young man on this broadcast listening to somebody else. The Holy Spirit is telling me that will be able to be changed today to not go behind bars, stop the things that he's doing because of the testimonies that will come. We want to go ahead and bring Greg in. Good morning, Greg. Welcome to Real Talk.
Okay, good morning, Pastor. Carolyn, thank you guys for having me. I serve a good God. My God is a good God. I'm blessed and highly favored as well. And, you know, freedom is all that people need. And but first, you have to change your life. You have to change the way you think. That's most important. Once you figure out the most important thing that you need in your life, first and foremost, you need Jesus in your life. I had to learn that, change my lifestyle. I had to go to church every day. I got blessed. I got saved 2015 at Greystone Chapel in Folsom Prison. And my life has been wonderful ever since then. And once I started accepting Jesus in my life again and not living on my own life understanding and living on my will and not his, God is in control. He gave me a second chance. He made it possible for me to sit here on this talk radio show, which is so awesome to me, to reach out and to the people out there, you know, because I lived a life of destruction for a very long time. I lived on my understanding, living a learned life lifestyle. And it cost me 24 years of incarceration. And my life today is making amends and giving back, you know, because I've hurt a lot of people. And there's not a day that don't go by that I don't do a reflection to pray for those that I've hurt. And hopefully if they don't truly in their heart feel that they can bless and have an understanding of me, I know my God, which is an awesome God, has gave me an opportunity to come out and do his will and not mine. You know, I live my life with Jesus. You know, you have to open your heart and your spirit and do God's work. And that's what we do. These guys, me and my partner Everett here, we just got out. We've been blessed, and we're doing things for the community. And you have to change the things that you're doing. You have to live God's life. You know, if you get to understand, I mean, I know there's some brothers out there and sisters out there that's still going through something. But you have to be able to talk about what you're going through. Don't isolate. Don't bottle. Don't go to the side and don't look for love. Love is already there. It's in your heart. Jesus is in your heart. You have to be able to understand and know when you hear the Spirit of Jesus telling you to do the right thing, don't ignore that, because I lived that life ignoring that call. I lived that life for a very long time. I used to wonder why I'm not getting blessed. I used to pray for things that only concerned me. But now my blessings can't come, you know, just being in prayer about me. It's about the world. It's about everybody. There's a lot of people out there going through something, you know, and I pray for them each and every day, you know. And it's beautiful to be out here, and it's beautiful to reconnect back with people that I've grew up with and did things together to change their lives, make me even want to change my life even more for those that are out there hurting. You know, there's a lot of people in poverty right now, and they just need Jesus in their life, and they just need to surround themselves with good people. Right now, today in my life, I hang with godly people. You know, I go and volunteer my service as much as I can. Every day, I'm making amends just by showing up, being present, just being able to talk to them, just to get them on the right page of living life on the understanding where people can understand that destructive is only going to cause harm to you, you know. And so until they get that message to stop that violence, because it all means nothing. All it does is cause death. All it does is just make you miserable. You know, God had a plan for your life, not to destroy life, not to destroy your spouse, not to destroy your family. You have to rekindle. You have to regroup. You have to first sit still, calm down, pray, meditate in prayer with the Lord, and just let the Lord open your heart, because everybody was born with love in their heart. You have to love your neighbor. As the pastor said earlier, Don't turn a blind eye on your neighbor. If a neighbor's going through something, stop that violence. You intervene, not with violence, but with peace. You know what I'm saying? So right now, my neighbors are important to me right now, today, in this world that I live in Christ, is that if someone's going through something, I could be a man of service and help them in any way. I give my last dollar to people every day that need somebody, you know, and let people know that there's love out there. There's some genuine people in prison that's trying to get out of prison. But, you know, you can only have one foot in and one foot out. But if you put the Lord in your life, you're coming out. Just like me and James Every, we had to change our life. We had to change our thinking. So people, please change your thinking, get around positive people and help and do God's work, you know, because it's awesome. You know, I serve an awesome God every day, you know, and we're very fortunate and we're very blessed. And I'm very privileged and honored to be able to give something to someone that's listening today that I've changed. And you know that I've changed by hearing the words that's coming out of my mouth. You know, only thing I can tell you something is to believe in God and trust and do the right things. That's all it is. Be aware of your surroundings. Pay attention to your body sensation. Pay attention to God's call. You have to have an ear open for God, because believe me, when everything is telling you to do the right thing, that's God telling you what to do. So don't ignore it. You know, don't spend your life, you know, living in sin. Don't live your life in destructive. Live your life in peace. Let love in. Let God do his work. You have to do God's work as well. You know, so us guys that's getting out of prison, you know, I ain't going to say everybody's coming out, you know, that's supposed to do the right thing, you know, but I can only speak for me right now that it's real. Since we're on Real Talk with Jesus, you know, I'm just not on this radio station just talking. I'm just doing what God put on my heart to do and get up and put on my heart what God wants me to say. And trust and believe in the Lord, and you shall too come to pass whatever it is that you're going through. Guess what? God got you. Just trust and believe. Get yourself saved. Get in the Bible. Read the Bible. That's the best lesson and teaching that you can ever hear. A lot of brothers in prison is going to self-help groups to change their mind. But I always tell people that the best self-help group that you need in prison is a Bible, because the Bible will teach you God's understanding on how you should live your life. You know, I'm not putting down self-help groups and all that, because you have to apply yourself to get that help. So once you're all in with getting yourself help, okay, turn to the Bible so you can get that knowledge and true understanding to what the purpose of life is all about. You know, because God, he has forgave us. Why am I to question a person why they're in prison for? That was foolish to me. A sin is a sin. No matter what you're in prison for, it's how you got to prison. You know what I'm saying? So change your thinking, change your life. In Jesus' name, I hope somebody out there got this message from me, because I am a living example for those that know me. And there's a whole lot of people that love the Hubble Bubbles, and my old name, Gregory Brinkley, does exist. In Jesus' name, Father God, I pray that the men that are listening that know me have changed their life and can change their life. Jesus' name, and I want to thank you, Pastor. I want to thank you, Pastor Curley, because right now, today, is going to be a very, very gorgeous and glorious day for me. Jesus' name. I want to thank you guys over and over again. Thank you for having me.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Greg. You touched me, so I know that if I've been inspired, I know someone else has too. Don't hang up. We're going to bring in Everett and let him and Minister Carolyn talk, and then we're going to come back together and all kind of just chop it up on towards the end of the broadcast. If you're on this broadcast, you know somebody that needs to hear these messages. You know someone that needs the encouragement. Invite one to get on Real Talk with Pastor E and Minister Carolyn this morning and join the discussion. Good morning, Everett. Again, welcome to Real Talk. I want to go ahead and give Minister Carolyn an opportunity to introduce you and then give you about 10 minutes to also share with our audience of what God is doing in your life.
No doubt. Likewise.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning, Everett. And it's a blessing to have you on the phone. And I was sitting here listening to Gregory. I keep fixing to call him the old name. But I noticed within myself, when I use my old name, I tend to slip back in old ways, some type of way, even if it's the language or the way I talk. But I was sitting here listening to him and just thinking, like, how was I going to bring Everett on? And it kind of brought tears to my eyes, because when I dealt with these men, both of them before, it was in a different lifetime. I'll say we had a chance to live two lifestyles in one lifetime. And I said that because I was always intoxicated when I was in their presence, or when we were out in the street, when we were affiliated, or even when they used to call home from prison. It wasn't a pretty picture, but now just to have them on the phone and just to hear Gregory glorifying God and to hear Everett talk about how he spoke to the kids in the class, I know for a fact that God is lining things up for them to prosper and to take them to different heights. And I'm glad to be a part of that. I'm glad to have them as guests on this show. So with that being said, I also know Everett from the East Side, and like we lived as gang members, I do see a dramatic, drastic change in him. And I'll give him the opportunity to tell about himself and what's going on with him.
Yes, thank you, thank you. First and foremost, I want to thank everyone that's listening today, because I do have something to share with you, and that's myself with you. By all means, Pastor, I truly appreciate you for welcoming me on Real Talk, as well as Minister B. I can honestly tell you in the early years of my upbringing that I put on a mask. I wore the mask of a gang member, and that was to shield and hide my mother's son, Everett. This was done in fear that I wouldn't be accepted by the members who ran the streets. Now, in the aspect of doing so, I can admit to you now that was foolish of me, because those same members had a mask on their damn self. Sad but true, but you couldn't get me to believe that then. I was too young and immature. So I wore this mask, as well as put on many more masks, the mask of a drug dealer, alcohol, a woman abuser, the whole nine yards. However, that lifestyle landed me in prison, but before I got to prison, I fought the death penalty for 2 years, not knowing if I would live to see tomorrow. Through the grace of God, I ended up with 37 years to life. And still, I took that same lifestyle into the prison system with me. Into everything you name, politics, you name it, I didn't give up gangbanging. It wasn't until the year of 2008, when my mother passed, when I was sitting in that shed for politicking, that I made the conscious decision to change. I said, you know, I'm losing everybody that really cares for me that are on the outside, and that's my queen. Having done so, I began to take the necessary steps, but those steps didn't happen instinctually when I made that decision. I had to take baby steps towards my change. So today, I'm still peeling off the mask that I wore. Not an easy task, but through the grace of God, I'm making it. I've never had a job. However, today I can tell you proudly that I am the owner of a job. You know, yesterday was my first day on the job. I'm truly appreciative of what God has done for me in my life. But these things wouldn't have occurred had I not changed my belief system. I had a corrupt belief system. I believed it was my way or the highway. I imposed my own self-will on other people. I felt that I had that right to do that because of what I represented. And you couldn't get me to change that for nothing. Even fighting the death penalty, even sitting in prison away from my own family, even shedding tears when no one else knew. Nothing. It wasn't happening. It was not happening. When I did begin to see the change, I began to appreciate who I was. And before the passage of my mother, I was able to give her what she wanted from me, which was a GED. I showed her that I was going to college. The change man is still in change. I'm now the owner of 88 certificates that support my change. I'm up north now, and I'm doing really good. I'm not doing the best, but I'm doing way better than the person I was. The monster that I was back then, he no longer exists. However, those thoughts, they do exist. Through the passage of me taking all of those courses and listening and talking to people like the ones that are on the phone today, affords me the ability to exercise the tools that I have to counteract when those thoughts arise. But those negative thoughts, they do tend to rear its ugly head. And if you don't have something to deflect them, they will make you reflect and you will react. The result is not pretty. Early on, there was a conversation being spoke about domestic violence. The aspect of domestic violence occurs in a cycle of abuse. It's the tension, the abuse, the honeymoon makeup phase, and then it's calm again. If you don't address it in the calm in the makeup phase, it goes right back to the calm and it's repeated. That's why they call it the cycle. When I really sat and reflected, I played a hell of a role in that cycle. I used to applaud the way guys treated their women, women that weren't their women, the way I treated my women. But now that I've matured, I owe each and every woman an apology because of the role that I played in representation of the way that they were being treated, which is wrong. At 19 years old when I caught my case, you couldn't get me to say none of this. That was not happening. It was blood this and blood that, and that's what it was. However, today, to each and every woman listening, to each and every young man listening, each and every young lady listening, I apologize for the monster I was and the role that I played in reflecting that picture that you see today out there in the world. The necessary steps towards giving back, and it feels damn good. I'm doing things that really blow my own mind, but I wouldn't be able to do it without the blessings and the grace of God and the support from the people who also want to change, to stop, think, listen, reflect, and make the conscious decision not to do what I used to do. The days of yesterday are gone. The days of today are here, and they're really dear. They're really dear. We have to today pay attention to our thoughts, recognize the risks in them, and use new thinking. And use new thinking. Because it's those that are following our paths, we must show where the bumps are in the road. Somebody showed us. It's just we didn't listen. Well, I'm going to use myself. I didn't listen. My mother always told me, boy, them streets ain't nothing nice. You better stay out them streets. But how could you tell me the streets ain't nothing nice when everybody that I met out there was treating me with, hey, man, what's up? You want to hit this? Hey, man, you want to do this? But what was that doing? At the close of the day when I was sitting in prison, little to no letters, little to no love, and you wonder where all my friends at? Ones that I really could depend on was my family, my immediate family. I hurt them the most. I took from them their real loved one. So the day that I walked from incarceration and saw my five sisters in the parking lot, I broke down in tears. It knocked fire from me because they were there like the day I left in support. I owe it to them. I owe it to my mother who rests in peace. I owe it to all of my nieces and nephews that were born in the absence of me to do the right thing. It may seem like it's cool to sit behind that wall in prison like it's nothing. Oh, but I can promise you, it's something. It's more than something. It's mind-blowing. You don't want that. I can promise you, as one that survived it, you don't want it. I don't want it. I'm not going to do that again. The years that I lost, I cannot get back. But the years that I have left on society, in society, I will get that. I will continue to be a firm supporter of one of the members that it takes the hood to save the hood, because that's where I came from, the hood. I'll never forget where I came from, but now it's how I present myself as one that came from there. Like Minister Carolyn was speaking of, I met her in society. We were representing the same color, living a life of ignorance. Today, we live a right life of righteousness, as well as Mr. Gregg and many more. There's guys that I left behind that wall that also want out, but I'll share something with you. All of them won't get out. That's sad, but that's the truth. That's the God honest truth. And I promise you, you don't want that person to end up being you, because it hurts. So I ask that you take what I share with you to heart and don't let it go upon deaf ears, because it's real. As we speak on Real Talk, the real. Listen to me. Accept what I share with you, because I will not waste my time nor your time playing with you. In the name of God, I thank you for listening to me, and I thank God for affording me the ability to speak to you in this fashion. So in Jesus' name, we all say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Definitely blessing me. I'm getting blessed today. So if anybody else is not, I'm gonna just absorb it all in and let God get the glory this morning. I'm so grateful for Everett and for Greg coming forward in their freedom. We want all of our covenant partners to continue to pray for them in the portion room, that God continually strengthens and enriches their goals and their purposes in life. I'd just like to say, you know, I'm listening to them and by no sense of innocence that I was able to not have to sit behind bars that many years. But believe me, I did some of the same things and was fortunate not to live that. But I am very compassionate, first of all, knowing that God has freed both of you in your spirit, and has freed you both in your physicality. But now your freedom is going to help someone not go to be free, but to stay free. So I applaud you this morning for your words. I really do. Minister Carol, anything from you?
I'm here. You were muted. No, I'm just blessed and I'm thankful to have both of my brothers on. I'm praying that someone did hear something that would make them think whatever it touched on was about using his tools. And I got something out of that in itself, because so many times I struggle with decisions, so many times still as a minister that I let things bother me, or as I spoke with you this morning, I tend to keep stepping back into relationships that I know aren't good for me. But when you use the tools that Everett is talking about, and when you use the people that God has placed in front of you, and most definitely when you use common sense, you'll know that God has removed things and people from your life for a reason, and what he has removed, you would be more than a fool to take back. So I'm blessed with listening. It was awesome. I'm praying that they will come back. They will talk to us again as we expound on Real Talk with Pastor E and Minister Carolyn. It would be awesome if they could come on and speak when Mr. Wyatt is on, just because his daughter was murdered by her husband that was also a gang member that he constantly beat and ended up taking her life. So it would be awesome for them to go back and forth and have some kind of dialogue where, you know, Mr. Wyatt could hear from a man that done it, and also just to hear Everett apologize for doing what he has done, you know, that's also too.
I'm glad you brought that up, because one thing that we really preach here is on this network and in this ministry is that we all have to learn to forgive. And I can't pinpoint Greg or Everett. I know one of them said it. Sin is sin. And no matter what you do, it's the same sin. Sin, your sin may be bigger in the eyesight of the law, or may be bigger in the eyesight of man. But when it, in the eyesight of God, sin is sin. The Bible also says, if you don't forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. So forgiveness is very important for us to grow and to let go, and to really have God move on our behalf and in our favor when we release things. So that's important, that first of all, apologies are given, but also forgiveness comes too. And I learned something, Minister Carolyn and Everett and Greg, is that forgiveness was for me. It wasn't so much for the other person. It was more for me and getting in a relationship with God, knowing that if I could forgive and then be forgiven, then God can also forgive others through my willingness to do better in my life of forgiveness. So we're definitely going to bring that back. Let's set up some more broadcasts. As I said, we're in our third quarter here, and we got 6 months left, guys. Can you believe it's June already? See, like it was just January.
Right.
It's June already, but for the remainder of the season, we're going to continue to push here on the Now Network, Real Talk with Pastor E and Minister Carolyn, to really get into discussions. Let's have a open forum next week. Same time, same broadcast, same number, but let's have an open forum. We need people to get involved, and you got a question and we're going to ask Everett and Greg to come back next week. Brother Wyatt and get some of our we're gonna call them alumni now, some of our alumni listeners from this season to come back next week, and let's get an open forum. Let's ask the questions that are scared to be asked. Let's answer the questions that people have been wanting to know the answers to. Let's really get deep into this thing, Minister Carolyn and our listeners, to really be effective and not just talk, well, we had a nice show, this was a good show. No, let's do something that we leave here and say, you know what, that even changed me. I even got some revelation out of that, and I'm excited.
Oh, I'll be there, Pastor.
Amen. We're gonna get a picture of you guys, put you on the flyer. We're gonna do some promotions this week, and really get this going. I'll be talking with Brother Wyatt this week, Minister Carolyn also, and then we're gonna also ask our all of our partners to get involved in this conversation. We have about 10 minutes left on our broadcast. We're gonna take this time for any questions, any comments that you may have this morning. Go ahead and dial 1. We're gonna bring you into this conversation. Here, Real Talk with Pastor E and Minister Carolyn. Area code 251, last 4, 6478. You're live on Real Talk with Pastor E. Good morning, and how are you?
Good morning, Pastor E, and I love you. Thank God for you once again. And all the speakers is really touching home with me. You're absolutely right. You change your way of thinking. I used to be in abusive relationships, and it seemed like every time I get out of one, I turn around here. I am into another. But in one situation in my life, a young lady that just started speaking, God, you don't move people's life for a reason. And I prayed for God to give me the strength to leave my abuser, but I wasn't an active Christian at the time. But God knew what was best for me. He moved him by sending him to prison. And that, therefore, because I was really, really being abused badly. I was being hit with guns, having guns pulled on me, my cheekbones being fractured, and my eyes being fractured, and things like that. And to any woman or man out there that is being abused in any kind of way, mentally or physically, I look at it as a form of slavery. Slavery. We are still enslaving one another when you do domestic violence and want to control someone. So that's a good way to look at it, because slavery is over and gone and done with. And if you're being abusive to someone, then you're just saying that you own that person and treating them as a slave because you're not thinking about the pain that you're enduring on them, and some of them are helpless against you. So I thank God that he brought me on here when he did, because I almost missed the show. He made me go look at this telephone of mine. Pastor, you've been such an inspiration in my life. You just, you know it. You know it. I have a little thing I'm going through now. It's not physical, but it's mental. But this right here, this listening right here, it helped me out a great, great deal. So I, you know, to stay with my face glued to my Bible, get Satan away from me, get him up off of me. Because this domestic violence is really real. My daughter was shot 7 times. I thank God that she's still here to live to tell her testimony, because she was wanting to end a relationship with a man. You people out there, someone listening, if you're being abusive to someone right now, I want you to think and ask yourself if you want to be treated that way. And is that a way, an act of Godliness in you? Because God does not want us to hurt one another. He wants us to love one another. And I thank you. Pastor, I want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you again. Children, I have to say it. Thank you. Thank you. But this right here, that's talking about this abuse. So now I feel much better. Like I said, it's going to be all right. And I just thank you guys. Amen. I think that was mighty big of you to apologize to the people you have hurt in your life.
That's right. That's right. Real big. Yeah, that's major. That's major.
Yeah.
I mean, that's you know, that's epidemic. I mean, that's just phenomenal that to now have a word of forgiveness. That is so important for us to really embrace that word of forgiveness and forgiving.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much. Kimberly, God bless you, woman of God. We know God is moving in your life, and it's not far. It's not far at all. God bless you.
God bless you too. I love you.
I love you too. Area code 858, last 42359. You are live on Real Talk with Pastor E and Minister Carolyn. Good morning or good afternoon, whatever time
zone. Good morning. Good morning, Pastor E. This is Ali calling in San Diego, California. I just want to reach out and be real quick, because I know you ain't got that much time left, but I just want to say that you guys wasn't in prison. You guys was in destined. You know, the Most High arrests your flesh so he can bring you in the spirit. That's all that was. People walking out here every day free in the flesh and don't know what their destiny is. You know what I mean? Ain't no domestic violence in the spirit. You understand?
Come on.
We gotta go to the spirit and get out of this flesh and kill it every day. And stop seeking other folks. Seek the Most High. If you seek the Most High, everybody else will line up. And if they don't line up, then you ain't got to worry about being in the line with them. You understand? People walking around here in prison every day. They in prison. They got life, Pastor E, in the mental prison every day because they don't know their destiny. They ain't looking for it. They talking down on folks that go to prison. And have no idea that Pastor E and the brother that just spoke came out with the Most High. That is destined, not prison. Amen.
Bless you, my brother, man. I'm always encouraged with your encouraging word. And yes, the Most High is on. He's on the throne. Let's get closer to him. God bless you, Ali. Minister Terry, welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E. Good morning.
Good morning, my beautiful family, Pastor E, Minister Carolyn, and all the ministers and the on board and the beautiful women and men of God. This is Sis and I. We're traveling this morning, but I tell you, Pastor E, I pray that the Lord continues to use you and Carolyn, Minister Carolyn, and you, Pastor E, and all the listeners for this platform, because until we address this issue, change will never come. So it has to be addressed. It has to be out there. It has to be more awareness. Like I heard you said in the broadcast earlier, it's more than just October. This happens constantly. As we speak, someone has been domestically violated. I heard you, Pastor E. You mentioned the stats on the deaths and casualties of war, but that's more to it, more deaths and casualties to domestic violence. And like you did say, Pastor E., it's mostly happening to more women than men. So we have to just recognize this. And I say glory be to God for this platform. And I tell you, family, I love and appreciate and honor you, Pastor E., Minister Carolyn, and all the listeners on board, and also the men of God that have came and shared their testimonies today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, family. Love you all.
Love you, too. Amen. Well, this has been an awesome, awesome broadcast. We thank all of our guests, all of our listeners, those that are listening later on the archives. We just thank God for you continue to support this network. We want you to get involved, though. We want you to definitely share this broadcast with someone. Tell them about next week. We're going to open the door. We just want to talk next week. Let's have an open discussion. Whatever means and whatever situation you've been through that could help someone, come and let your voice be heard next week. Any closing remarks from you, Minister Curley?
Yes, I'm thankful and I'm so grateful to have both of my friends on the line with me this morning. For the lady that called, I would definitely like her to call back next week. I wanted to respond to something she said, but that will take the topic to a whole new different level. So we're going to get to that level next week. So be blessed, my brothers. I thank you for coming on. I thank all the listeners, Pastor Terry, all the other ministers, and just for anyone that is listening, if you are going through, please call in. You can reach Pastor E or myself on the numbers that he has provided. Just please allow us to help pull you the rest of the way. Some of us need a little bit of tugging because Pastor E is still pulling, tagging, and sometimes I need to be drugged through because hard-headed people tend to keep looking backwards, and that's a problem of mine even with being a minister. But I'm not in denial. I love change. I love what everyone on the phone has bought. Everyone has something to offer someone else. And I'm loving the fact that I'm here and I'm able to accept it today. So, again, thank you, Gregory and Everett, for calling. Thank you, Pastor E, for allowing this forum, period. And thank God for the ministry.
Amen, amen. As well, you are blessed and highly favored. Family, we thank you, as I said again, for joining us this morning. We want you to know that we're here for you. Yes, the P2P hotline, 562-413-3710. Again, the P2P hotline, 562-413-3710. I think we're changing that number, but anyway, for now, 562-413-3710. It'll still be a good number, but that's mostly for E's, T's, for you. Oh yeah, get all your printing needs right here from E's Tees for You, that are one of our top sponsors of this network. E's Tees for You in North Long Beach. Well, family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. But the most thing I need you to know this morning, you were beautifully made by God. Don't let nobody tell you that you're not good enough. Don't let anybody tell you that he didn't choose you. Don't let anybody speak a word of death into you, because God has given you life. We love you. In Jesus' name. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at provoke2000now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. in Jesus' name.